Hey, Anthony, you packaging up some mail there?
For the purposes of this bit, yes, I am. Let's say that I'm packaging up some mail to send to our patrons at the secret mail level.
Wow, and in this magical fantasy world where you're actually doing that, that mail is super cool and awesome, right?
Yeah, and even in the real world where we actually do it once a month, if you become a patron at the secret mail level, we send you a package every month that is full of interesting things. Previously, we've sent zines, we've sent pins, we've sent art prints, and we have something really amazing coming up this next month. That's patreon.com/wehaveconcerns. I do wish that as communities we would come together to buy really fuck you explosives.
Well, let's just all agree that there are professionals.
No, I'm talking about a militia. Okay. This is We Have Concerns. Hi, Jeff Cannata.
Hi, Anthony Carboni.
Hello, concerned citizens. A kilogram, Jeff. How much does a kilogram weigh?
A thousandth of a gram? Kilo is a thousand, right?
Yeah, it's, well, it's one thousand.
A milligram. Milligram is
1,000 grams.
Yeah.
Is a kilogram.
Right.
A milligram
is a million, or is a thousandth of a gram.
Is a thousandth of a gram.
Yeah,
a
kilogram is 1,000 grams.
Except
yes.
When it's not, Jeff.
Wait, what?
Riddles. I'm full of them.
When is a door not a door? When it's a kilogram?
When it's a kilogram.
What?
Jimmy Bean submitted this through the Facebook group. That's facebook.com/groups/wehaveconcerns. The kilogram does not weigh a kilogram.
I've lost you there.
Yeah.
I've lost the thread of what we're talking about.
Here's what's up. The way we know how much a kilogram weighs is because there is a kilogram, a little metal cube.
Right.
Sitting at the NIST.
This is what's so cool about the metric system, right? Is that there's a fucking definition.
Yeah.
We have a definition.
There are two. There's one at NIST and there's one in France.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. The one at NIST is just like the kilogram. The one in France
is
called
cheese. Is cheese, and the one in France is just cheese, which is
really
hard. They're
both different kinds of cheese.
Very. That's all. It's the cheese standard.
It's the cheese standard. We use cheese to make our measurements. The one in France is called Le Grand K.
Le Grand K.
Because it is the kilogram.
Yes,
I love it. The big K.
That's what I love about French people and France in general is, you know what, we have a committee that decides whether we get to have words in our language. We have we're not letting shit just go unattended. We're French. We're going to make sure we got our tabs on that shit. We got our thumb on it. We're making sure somebody is on watch.
Well, not only that, but it's buried like deep in the bowels of this like French institute, and it's kept in like a clean room.
And if you've never been to French bowels, you've never seen bowels. That's what I'm saying.
So there's the main one, and then there are what are called witness kilograms.
What?
And the witness kilograms are in these cylinders, and they're also protected, and they compare them every once in a while to see if there are differences.
So
because
badass.
This is the kilogram, Jeff. This is what all mass, the measurement of mass is based on.
Right.
The kilogram cannot be off.
Right.
Except that it's fucking off.
Wait, what?
Over the
years.
So wait,
when it was compared to the witness, it was wrong? Is that the idea?
Compared to the witness, it was a little off. Compared to the one at NIST, it was a little bit off.
What happened?
We don't know. That's what's messed up. We don't know. Here's what could have happened. Because of the material that the kilogram was made of,
cheese,
it could have changed mass over time.
Nobody
as the materials decayed.
Hmm.
Or it could have accumulated, even though it's in a clean room, particulate over time.
What?
Because we're talking about the kilogram being 0.000045 off.
Are we sure that the world's greatest cat burglar didn't sneak in and secretly swap out the kilogram for the not kilogram?
It is so funny that you mentioned that, Jeff. It is so funny. Do you know why?
Because it happened?
There's a gentleman.
Oh, it's always a gentleman.
Right now, a gentleman thief.
Mm-hmm. With the tiniest of mustaches?
Yes. And the largest of monocles. And he did. He stole that kilogram. They swapped it out. And a giant boulder.
Started rolling towards him?
Started rolling towards him.
And he ran and ran?
And he ran. He actually just stood in front of it. Because he knew. And then the tiny grappling hook in his belt buckle.
Oh. Well, the thing that was so crazy is that...
The thief of mass!
Thief of mass. The problem is that he didn't even have to move out of the way of that boulder because that boulder didn't weigh what it used to weigh.
No, it was 0.000045 kilograms off. No, what's going on is There's a gentleman named John Pratt.
Mm-hmm.
John Pratt often imagines
that he's Chris Pratt.
As we all do. And we're like, dude,
you're not.
That's not just because your name is Pratt. We're all there.
We all want to be.
We get it.
Chris Pratt.
It's not unique to you. Number one, because you're imagining being somebody else, which automatically makes it not unique because there's already that guy. Anyway, it was a digression. After we talked about that,
yes,
we got into what John Pratt's really about. Here's what he's about. Stop making these fucking physical kilograms and start
using... The kilogram is in your mind?
The kilogram is in electromagnetic energy.
What?
Why don't we use our sensitive and accurate electronic equipment to calculate an electrical force that is equal to 1 kilogram's worth of mass?
That way it's infinitely reproducible and we don't have to worry about a physical object deteriorating or accumulating any dust particles or what have you, because we can just make it.
Exactly. And so he often imagines...
It's an equation now. It's just a fucking set of numbers.
The kilogram really was in your mind, dude.
Holy shit! And then
I look over at you and you're a cube, and then you look at me and I'm a cube.
Yeah.
And then we look out into the world and everybody's a cube.
I knew that was going to happen eventually.
We saw it coming.
now the great mass thief is powerless against pure energy.
He's powerless against
the only way to fight the skills of the greatest cat burglar of all.
He's sitting in a French cafe right now.
Yeah.
With his old enemy.
Energy?
No. A guy from Interpol.
Oh, that guy.
But his name is Anarji.
Anarji!
And they're sitting together, and they're sipping coffee in a way they never imagined they'd be able to. Do you know why?
Backwards?
Because
where you hold the cup upside down?
And they're sitting in their chairs backwards, too.
Yeah.
Like they're about to talk honestly to teens. But they're going to talk honestly to each other.
They never imagined that.
For their first time in their lives.
Uh-huh.
And they're sipping coffee, and the reason they can do it is because the mass thief is retiring. There's nothing to steal. Wow. Why would he steal an idea?
The great irony is the only thing that could defeat the great mass thief. It wasn't Anarji and his team of Interpol specialists.
No, ragtag bunch.
Yeah,
wacky adventures.
Incredible.
The back and forth between them all.
Hilarious, but also thought-provoking.
Yep.
And yet, for all of their wacky antics, none of them could force the great mass burglar into retirement. Only thing that could happen, only thing that could do it, truly do it, is time.
Hollywood, if you'd like to option that.
It
literally just did right here. he wants to change it to where it is measured entirely by machine. And why wouldn't he? That sounds smart, right?
Well, I feel like we're heading down the road of don't trust the machines.
Why?
Because they're not French.
And that's why?
That's why.
Other than it not being French, do you have a legitimate concern about moving it to being electronic?
Well, I feel like it's precise, and I feel like it's unchangeable. So what's the problem?
I don't think there is one.
Oh.
I'm all for it.
Okay. No, then I don't. I thought there was one coming that I didn't foresee.
No, the real issue is that people are just afraid to do it.
Tradition. Right. And then
they're
the guy
so
whose job it is
thing.
To keep the thing in the cylinder in a clean environment.
The guy who dusts the cylinders.
Yeah. The old lonely night watchman whose only job is to prevent the mass burglar from getting in. That guy's going to have a sad retirement party.
So in 2014, at the General Conference on Weights and Measures.
Oh, I love that. Nobody parties like those guys.
Oh, God. I went to the 2013 General Conference in Weights and Measures.
Yeah, you still talk about it.
Man.
And you won't shut up about
it. There weren't any big announcements that year, but there was a vibe. You know what I mean?
Yeah,
a vibe.
People were off the chain.
If I had to put a measurement on the vibe, say it was like a 9 out of 10 vibe.
The thing that's crazy is
it was like more like a 9.139742. Because 2000, if you compare it to the mass of 2012, the vibe there.
Yeah. Like 0.0473 off?
Yeah. Because you know.
I know.
Because Steve couldn't come.
Steve, he's good for a variant of at least 0.473.
So in 2014, at the General Conference on Weights and Measures, they resolved to redefine the kilogram based on Planck's constant.
Wow.
Yeah. So if physicists can get a good enough measure of Planck's constant, The committee would calculate the kilogram from that value.
That's badass.
Yeah. So that's exactly what Pratt's team has been doing, working on getting a close enough measurement of Planck's constant.
Wow.
This is going to change. This doesn't just change the kilogram. Yeah. This is like a huge deal.
No, but the goal is to create it as close to that physical thing. So, I mean, it's not like everybody's going to have a different kilogram, right?
No, we still, the kilogram still needs to represent a certain amount of mass.
Which is as close to what we've been using as possible.
Right.
Yeah.
We need to find, and we've been calculating the change between Lagrange K and the one at NIST.
Right.
So as we've been calculating the changes and comparing them to the witnesses and all that stuff, we've got an idea of what the absolute kilogram is.
Right.
So we want to calculate it to that. So what they're doing is they're using a tool called a kibble balance. Okay, so instead
usually
of balance,
used for dog food.
Yeah, it's Westminster. Mm-hmm. The scientists at the Westminster Kennel Club invented it.
The forefront of measures and weights.
It's kind of like how a lot of great journalism is coming out of Teen Vogue.
Exactly.
You don't expect the Westminster Kennel Club.
Hey, they have a need.
They've got the physicists and they've got the needs.
Money.
Oh.
They got the fucking money to invest.
They got that Purina money, dude. Ain't no money like that Purina money.
Yeah, that's right.
So the kibble balance, instead of balancing the scale with weights, uses electromagnetism. A current gets sent through a coiled wire, creates a magnetic field that creates upward force instead of pushing down to balance the scales. Once the scales are in absolute balance, they figure out the strength of the field by pulling on the coil, figuring out the voltage, the current, and the velocity at which the coil was pulled to level the scales.
Uh-huh.
If they can do that constantly, there it is.
Wow.
Based on 16 months worth of measurements, June 30th this year, the day before the deadline to submit a value to the weights and measures community.
Oh my God, the pressure that they were
coming
under.
Coming in at the very last moment, two scientists working really late at night.
Just so much pressure, looking at each other across the table,
yeah.
Feeling feelings, but not having the time to even think about
that. I don't know how they were feeling feelings. They were just kind of working on the kilogram.
No,
this man and this woman and their scientists.
Right, and they were falling in love, but they couldn't have...
No.
Deadline was quickly approaching.
It says in the article that both the scientists are married,
and
so...
No, I know, they were, but they were working so hard, and they, in the pressure cooker, sometimes in high-pressure environments, you think things. And the weird thing was, the deadline was February 14th.
No, it was...
It couldn't have been more poetic.
No, it was July 1st.
Exactly, but after the February 14th first deadline...
No, there was no milestone according to this.
The lovebirds live for the first of July.
They're not in love. They're actually very happily married.
It's Canada Day.
People
love that day. And they
sure, they love that day. They don't necessarily need to love each other. They can just be coworkers.
I'm sure that they were doing a great job and they didn't fritter away any of their time on... looking at each other with furtive glances.
No, because they're just coworkers.
Because they're just really professionals. But I imagine if there hadn't been love in the air, they probably would have gotten it done a little sooner. I'm just saying.
I think it was probably just the pressure of working under a deadline.
And under each other sometimes. Cause
no, just
late at
under
night.
A deadline.
Yeah.
Because that would be inappropriate work conduct.
It would, but on that table with the
so
weights.
They released their result.
Have you ever
based on 16 months worth of measurements.
Have you ever boned on a
Planck's
kibble scale?
Constant. Is 6.6260699 times 10 to the negative 34th power kilograms per meters per second squared.
What?
Yeah. What does that mean?
I don't know.
It's
that's
amazing.
Awesome.
The important thing is that they needed to get within 50 parts per billion of total accuracy. They needed to be able to measure it every time within 50 parts per billion of accuracy to be as accurate as a physical thing. Are you ready for this? Their uncertainty was only 13 parts per billion, which means this kilogram is definitely a kilogram within 0.0000013% of error.
Wow.
That's a fucking kilogram, my dude.
That's a fucking kilogram.
They nailed it, and it's only going to get better over time.
Is their relationship going to get better over time?
They have a great relationship, a great working relationship.
But I mean, there's the whole problem of their marriages.
They have at least three. There's no problem in their marriage. Mm. They have at least three experiments below 20 parts per billion. There was also a Canadian team that was calculating Planck's constant based on the number of atoms in a sphere of pure silicon.
Whoa.
And they got within 20 parts per billion, too. The kilogram's going to change. Now, the last time there was an uncertainty in the kilogram, shit got crazy, Jeff.
Really?
Yeah. Shit got really crazy.
How crazy?
So the last time it was 45 micrograms off the French prototype.
Oh,
the National Institute of Standards. Their measurement was 45 micrograms off the French prototype, the weight of an eyelash. That meant that companies that produce weights based on the NIST standards had to reissue their own weights.
Huh.
Lawmakers were called. NIST was accused of being incompetent.
Wow.
There was like mass hysteria in the scientific community.
Eyelashes thrown hither and yon.
Eyelashes added to weights, taken away from weights.
Oh my
What's
God.
What's a standard eyelash? An entire cottage industry was built up.
Yes.
And then was thrown away.
The great eyelash wars of the early 20th century.
If it seems like a lot of uproar over an infinitesimal amount of change in the mass of an object, consider this. The effectiveness of filters on diesel engines is determined by measuring the mass of soot they capture in micrograms. Everything.
Save the diesel engines, for God's sake!
Everything, every official measurement, every law comes right down to a standard of measurement. And so right, the last time this thing was 45 micrograms off, it was putting countries in scientific wars. Things were could have caused millions of dollars, if not billions.
Wow. Got to get that right.
But now we have it right.
Now it's never going to be wrong again, because it's not based on a physical thing.
No.
Based on energy.
Until I hack it.
Why are you going to hack it?
See the chaos, man.
Just bask in the glory?
My father, the great mass thief.
What?
He was in it for the glory. I just want to watch the world burn, my dude.
I got bad news for you.
What's that?
My father was the great NRG. And I've been a secret agent this whole time waiting for you to reveal your plans.
You fool. Do you think I would have told you about my plan if it wasn't already enacted?
What?
Kilograms now weigh 1.1 kilograms.
No!
Don't you see the whole city is ablaze?
All the diesel engines are exploding!
This is kind of amazing. This is a peek into a world that we don't think about very much.
No, but it's amazing how many people take it very, very seriously and how big of a deal it is and how this stuff is thought about all the time. You kind of feel like, oh, that's a thing that's been around forever. It's by definition a constant.
Yeah.
And not so.
Not so. It really makes you think of it. There are people whose entire job is to make sure our constants stay constant.
Yeah.
And it seems like such a silly math nerdy kind of physics-y job, wonky job, but like they literally keep things from spiraling out of control just by making sure a kilogram weighs a kilogram.
Yeah, it's pretty wild.
I love it. Guys, should we fuck with this experiment?
Can we break in there?
Let us know on Twitter. I'm at A Carboni.
I'm at Jeff Cannata.
Hashtag those mass thief. And also, if you've been enjoying the show.
Oh, I have. I've been enjoying the show very much for a long time now.
Oh, good. I've only started enjoying it within the last couple of weeks.
Oh, thankfully. It's been a long journey getting you here.
A lot of it has to do with you. if you've been enjoying the show, it would really help us out if you went to iTunes, Stitcher, wherever you listen, Google, wherever you listen to these things, and leave us a 5-star review.
Yes, the 5-star ratings actually do help with discoverability of the show, but you don't have to write a review. Nobody reads those. Nobody cares.
No, God, no. What you should write instead is some sick Mass Thief fan fiction.
Yeah, tell us the latest Mass Thief adventure and how he outsmarted and foiled the designs of NRG and his ragtag group of Interpol agents.
Yeah. Yeah. I want to hear that really bad. Also, another thing that really helps, if you have a friend that hasn't listened to the show yet, pin them down.
Yeah.
And forcibly
make them listen to it.
Don't stop until they listen to an episode. And if they hate it, make them listen to another one.
The good news is our shows are short enough that it's right under the wire for actual assault and battery.
Yeah, so we're right within the Geneva Convention. So please play the show for a friend, send them your favorite episodes, and help us find some new concerned citizens.